Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Today's Josh's birthday. He's 30 years old today. So if you think about it, send him a message today wishing him a happy birthday and a big thank you to Katie, who brought us breakfast today.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Breakfast
burritos.
Seriously, Katie, thank you. That's a nice little cherry on top.
Well, because I asked Josh, I was like, what's your favorite cake? Like, I'm going to bring you cupcakes or, you know, a double layer cake. He's like, I don't like cake. I like burritos. And I was like, you know what? I've been trying to make breakfast burrito birthday things a thing.
Yes.
So here we go.
So good.
Do you feel older today? Do you have any aches and pains? Or are you feeling any different? Are you down in the dumps? Depressed?
Knees are starting to crack a little bit.
You excited?
It started
already.
Sad.
I'm excited, man. I'm ready to take on the 30s head on. I got no problem with it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm hopefully meeting this decade with a lot of optimism.
Okay.
30s are good.
Yeah.
Just stretch before you do anything and you'll be fine.
The 30s zipped on by. I mean, just a blur. But yet I was, you know, married with a couple kiddos throughout my 30s.
Get a head start.
Yeah.
So I think you will probably enjoy it more than I did.
All right.
Well,
we'll
yeah, because your kids were young. Then,
kids were young, and newly married.
Yeah.
You're barely sleeping.
Yeah,
right.
Colicky like, babies.
Yeah,
all sorts of fun.
You
stuff.
You don't have to do that, Josh.
You don't have to do that at all.
Not
Josh.
At all. My goodness.
Are you going out tonight with your mommy and your daddy?
Yeah, I think we'll do a little family dinner. That'll be fun.
Did you pick a place yet?
Not yet. No, not yet. We were I was thinking maybe because your pork chop looked really, really good when you sent a picture a couple weeks ago. Perry's Steakhouse, is that what it's called?
I want you to go to Perry's.
That sounds pretty good,
up.
Man.
Mm. Live it up, man.
Sounds pretty,
it's a big birthday.
Dang good.
Big birthday. Yeah. Well, happy birthday, buddy. I've worked with you for five years, man. All right. Well, happy birthday, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hope you have a good day.
I love it. Thanks, man.
How did you get that scar?
Love
so
it.
Think about it. Look at your body. You're like, oh, yeah, that scar, that scar, that scar. We want the backstories when it comes to your scar. And it's funny because this message came in about a week ago. A dude named Sam. He says, hey, guys, I love the show. You make my drive to work feel a whole lot shorter. Thanks for the laughs. I've got a question for you. It's been bugging me lately. Sam says, I've got a pretty noticeable scar on my face. It's not a tiny little thing that you can miss. It's front and center. And without fail, anytime I meet somebody new, they have to ask, whoa, how'd you get that? Is that from a fight? Was it surgery? Sometimes they even guess out loud like it's a game show. Sam says, honestly, I'm over it. I know people are curious, but it feels super personal. Like, would you ask somebody why they limp or how they lost that finger? Well, honestly, probably.
I know, right? Like, especially the finger one.
He says, why is a scar apparently fair game? It was a traumatic event for me. I don't feel like rehashing it every time I meet somebody. I usually just give them a vague, long story and change the subject. But I can tell people think I'm being rude or mysterious. Here's my question for you three. Do you guys think it's rude to ask somebody how they got that scar? Or am I just being overly sensitive? Appreciate your take. Have fun. Sam. No, we don't think it's rude because right now, how'd you get that scar?
I know.
First up to bat is Kimmy Kim. Hi, Kim.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Kim. So where's your scar?
Well, first off, I have to say happy birthday, Josh.
Oh, there you go.
With Jeremy and Katie.
You are so sweet. Thank you, Kim.
And then have an amazing night with your parents tonight.
Thank you so much. You are so kind.
You're
Thank
so
you.
Welcome.
That means
it's too
a lot.
Too bad you don't have a girlfriend to spend that night with, but your parents will be a nice.
Exactly.
Tonight's young. We'll see
you. I mean, that would top it off.
Yeah.
Right? I will say, Kim, many, many ladies have been writing in wondering who's going to give Josh the birthday spankings.
And volunteering also.
And volunteering.
Oh, gosh.
But that's a whole nother topic.
Very
Kim.
Kind of all you ladies. Thank
that's
you.
It's a whole nother topic.
He's a popular guy today.
All right, Kim, where's your scar?
So it's on my right knee. When I was younger, we would go camping, and my dad purchased motorcycles. And me and my brothers went on some rides. I hit a pothole. I flipped the motorcycle, and I got road rash. My dad calls it gravel rash. Yeah. And I just mashed up my knee, had to go get 3-4 stitches in my knee.
Ooh,
so now I have a nice scar right there.
Yeah, those gravel rashes are the worst because they're not pretty scars either. It's just not like a cut or whatever. It's just kind of a blob of mess, you know.
And then you have little. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's worse when the doctors have to pick the gravel out of your.
That's what I was going to say. The little
rock. It just gave me the shivers.
It stings.
Yeah, the little rock stuck in your skin.
Yeah, blow on it. Put some Neosporin on it.
And actually, right now, I'm actually going to the doctors right now because that knee still gives me problems years and years. It was like 20 years ago. And I actually had an accident again with that knee 6 years ago. I'm actually going to the doctor right now to look at my knee because I've been having problems with
that
it.
Poor leg.
No. No.
That poor
I know. Gosh, I hope it's
so
better.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, jeez.
All right, Kim, thank you for sharing how you got that scar. This is what
You're
we're
welcome.
Looking for.
Have a great day, guys.
Have a great
Thanks,
day.
Kim.
Bye-bye. Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how's it going?
Super dupes. So where's your scar?
Excellent. It's on my calf. It's actually on my 30th birthday, too.
Look at that.
So what happened?
I was at my parents' house helping them do some yard work, and I was weed eating, and way too old to know better. Sorry, I'm a dog trainer. So anyway, I held with one hand the weed eater instead of two hands, and it kind of grabbed traction, went right across my calf.
Oh, God, I can feel that right now. Oh, that
it
stings.
It hurts.
That stings. Oh, buddy.
Lots of people say comments about it and things all the time. But the only thing I could come up with to hide it, because everybody says something, was an American flag tattoo.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that'll work.
Because the stripes.
The stripes
stuff
will cover it right up.
And then people loved it. After, hey, that's pretty cool. Like, you know, what happened to your weed eater scar? I'm like, well, that's it.
Yeah, it's under the flag now. That's a good one, buddy. And it's funny, like with all these, I feel like we're gonna like just feel it inside,
I know,
and, like
when
in your
you
stomach.
Say
like,
it.
Whap! I mean, I've hit my toe.
For a long time.
I've hit my toe before, you know, using the weed whacker with shoes on, and it hurts, you know. So, on bare skin, Jim. We better let you go feed the dogs.
Usually I have till 8:30, but we're pretty busy today. So.
Good for you, buddy. Thanks for calling, man.
All right.
See you later. Oh, that one
Eek.
Sounds like it hurts.
Funny.
Hi, Terry.
Oh, hey, how are y'all?
Well, super dupes. So, where's your scar?
Where's my scar? So, mine is behind my left ear and also part of my throat. When I was 4, we had chow chows. And I remember clear as day just petting the dog while he was asleep, and he was kind of like running in his sleep like he was dreaming.
Sure.
And he just like woke up and lunged, and they say dogs go for the throat, and he did.
Oh,
and
no.
So his tooth like went into my throat, and then he like engulfed my head because I was 4.
Yeah.
And so my left ear ended up just hanging, like literally hanging off of my head. And they had to dive into the emergency room. They sewed it on. And they sewed it on like a little bit too high.
Oh, no.
So now you can't wear sunglasses.
No. When I do wear sunglasses, they're kind of like askew a little
bit.
Yeah,
no. They're like, why is your face crooked?
Yeah. Oh, it's not my fault.
That's pretty darn funny that your ears are off, but.
But an awful way
for
it
to
happen.
I hate to laugh, but. This is why I don't let anyone pet my chow chow.
Yeah. Right. Well, and did it make you afraid of dogs, Terry?
Yes.
Yeah, I would be terrified.
I did not get my my next dog. Of course, you know, like I said, I was 4, so it was a family dog. But I didn't get my own dog until 30 years later. And I got a basset.
Yeah, not a chow.
Lazy.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, and so now we have 3 bassets, so I'm not scared of them.
Yeah.
Well, I got all cringy with that.
I know. Just...
You know, it's funny because my daughter loves dogs, just adores dogs. And she goes up to any dog and, like, gets in their face and starts petting them. I've had so many conversations with her. Do not get in their face. You don't know that dog,
you
and you're
know.
A stranger. You know, you don't know.
Yeah.
So now I get to scare her with your story, Terry.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't get your ear ripped off.
That made me, like, shiver.
Terry, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Right, happy birthday, Josh.
Oh, thanks, Terry.
Okay, bye. Okay, thanks. Bye.
That was funny. Thanks, Terry.
Here is Jay. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So we're talking about scars. We want to know how people got their scars. And what do you have?
So a couple years ago, I was going to one of my friend's houses for the 4th of July. We were all lighting off fireworks, and I went to light a smoke bomb. And it was like a faulty smoke bomb. And it went off in my hand.
Oh.
And I had, like, this gnarly scar all of, like, as soon as it happened. And so her parents were like, stick it in the pool to calm it down. But the pool was warmed.
Mm.
So that was not fun. But then a couple days
later,
I
got, like, chlorine water in there.
Yeah, exactly. And then a couple days later, I had to go get a skin graft. And they took skin from the underneath of my thigh and threw it on my finger.
How does it look today? Gosh. Does it look normal?
It's very wrinkly.
Yeah, I bet.
I'm sure it's, yeah.
How's your thigh look?
You can't even see the scar on my thigh, but.
That's good. They did a good job there. But, well, at least they were able to get you some skin back on your hand.
You know what, Jay? When I was younger, fireworks in North Dakota, it's way different because everything is legal. But they had these little planes that would spin up in the air and then blow up. And one of those planes got stuck in my hair when I was a kid. But it was a dud, so it didn't blow up. But so it's kind of the opposite of yours. But I'm still, to this day, I can't light off fireworks because of that. And I was like seven, you know?
Hey, at least you didn't do the whole thing where you put the pop bottle rocket in your rear end and send it off.
Yeah, only guys do that.
I do want to hear about those scars. If you got one, 303-691-1649.
My gosh.
Jay, thumbs up. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Hi, Cassidy.
Jeez. Hey, guys.
Hey, what are you doing today, buddy? Are you the Uber driver?
Yeah, that's right.
I talked to Cassidy off the air, and he's like, I'm an Uber driver, and I got somebody in the back seat right now.
Give a shout-out to your passenger.
Are they still in there right now?
They're still in here because we're still like 17 miles away. But
hey, I got to ask you, are they a good passenger?
Are they good? They are.
Okay, yeah, good. They are. Good. All right, good. I bet you're looking at them in the rearview mirror right now. Yeah.
Tip big.
Tip Cassidy good.
Yeah, you give
tip
him a huge
Cassidy
tip.
Tip Cassidy good. All right, so tell us about your scar.
So, like I said, I have numerous, but we'll lead with like the quicker story and then the more juicier story. So I have one beneath my right knee or whatever. Essentially, I was out visiting friends in Washington State. They loaned me, like, one of those smaller kind of, like, BMX trick bikes.
Sure.
Well, one of the pedals, the metal stripped on it, so I planted the knee, obviously, right on, you know, the asphalt.
Oh.
And this thing, I mean, here I'm riding my bike to McDonald's because my friend was getting off of work. And, you know, I show up at the McDonald's, and this thing is bleeding. I, of course, don't really care. And they were like, do you need a first aid kit? And they, like, insisted because they didn't want other people to see it.
Yeah,
I didn't really care because I don't know. The sight of blood doesn't affect me like some people.
Right.
But, you know, the skin beneath my knee looks I don't know how to describe it. It looks different. Like, it's out of place. But it's like, I mean, thankfully, no knee problems.
That's good. And I'm sorry, did you say this was, like, in the 80s or 90s? Does that...
No. It was in like 2014.
Oh, okay. The BMX biking, I thought maybe you did. Because that was big in, like, the 80s.
Yeah.
And the thing with those in the 80s is they did have those metal pedals. They had those really metal pedals.
Yeah.
And if you hit it just right, they'd go up and scrape your shin all the way up.
Yeah.
I knew so many kids with scars because of that.
So, I guess, okay, my second story is a little bit more of like, you guys are probably going to gasp. I was going to a school that had a lot of, like, bad kids, like, so to speak.
Okay.
Because it was, like, an inner-city school. We were in art class, and I kid you not, we were, like, gluing things together with hot glue guns. Uh-huh. A couple of kids who didn't like me, one of them came, held down my left arm, and one squirted hot glue, hot glue gun on my arm.
What?
And I was running, and of course the art teacher, you know, comes over and he grabs me, and then he's like rushing me to the bathroom and, you know, putting cold water on it.
Yeah,
because obviously it stung like a bitch, and I've got this little... sort of white patch on my left arm, on my left arm from this instant or whatever else.
It's like they branded
now,
you.
Yeah. So what is it, like just a long squiggle now on your arm?
So it's a little bit more concentrated. Like it's a little kind of like like a messed up looking oval, I guess, is the best way I can describe it.
Oh, that sounds horrible, and I hope those kids got what they had coming to them. I hope they got suspended and the whole nine.
Expelled for that.
Cassidy, we thank you so much for calling and sharing those stories. We're going to move on to some other callers, but man, that one hurts.
The glue gun. Yeah.
Zach.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy. So where's your scar at?
Well, I got about 10.
I'll do fifth grade.
The worst. I was riding down out of the mountains on a Forest Service gravel road and came around the corner on my BMX. This is why I was like, ooh, BMX. And of course my handlebar grips were worn out, so the bars were sticking out of the ends, and I hit a rock and the handlebar went into my gut.
Oh, buddy.
Did you get, stabbed?
Oh, buddy. Like, impaled.
So then my mom just took me home, because we lived in rural Colorado, so there's not, emergency room around the corner. My mom took me home, filled the bathtub full of cold water, and just submerged me.
Were you kind of impaled, or was it, just the surface injury?
Oh, yeah, I was impaled. It probably went in, a quarter inch.
No
And you didn't go to the hospital?
No.
Oh, my God.
It was a different time.
I know. Rub mud on it. Or water.
Put some Elmer's glue on it. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
For about 20 years, it looked like I had a shooting star on my stomach. And when it came out, it left two lines going out.
Oh, my gosh,
like the More You
buddy.
Know logo right
That's
there.
That's
crazy.
Yeah. That's a good one, Zach.
My God.
It's super cringy. Thank you for sharing, my man.
All right.
Have a good day, guys. Bye-bye. Oh, my God.
Again, yeah, instantly you feel it. Like, you can feel it.
How much time we got? Okay, this will be last call. Last call if you want to call in and tell us how you got that scar. We can do a couple more. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. We want to know, how'd you get that scar? Here's Renee. Hi, Renee.
Well, hi.
Well, hi.
Well, hey.
Hey. So what you doing?
How's everybody? Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks to Josh. He ran in the other room to grab some more calls, but that's very kind of you. So how'd you get that scar?
All right. So I have a 5-inch lightning bolt shaped scar on my ankle. I impaled my ankle on the seat track in my car, and I severed my Achilles tendon.
Oh, how in the world did you do that? Like, just getting in and out?
No, I'll give you the short story. I was fighting with my daughter's father at the time. I took the keys out of the ignition to stop and have a conversation. He threw the keys at my foot, and I, shot my foot back just out of instinct and impaled myself.
Oh my gosh.
Hey.
Oh.
And that's a dangerous one, too. That can knock you out.
Oh, yeah.
That can make Achilles you never walk again. So are you okay now?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
actually,
good.
I stood up and realized I couldn't walk, so I was like, take me to the hospital.
Yeah.
And they were just going to stitch me up, and I was like, you need to look a little further. And then I had to have surgery and a cast, all that good stuff.
Man, you're tough, Mama Jamma, though. You are a tough lady. That sounds
horrible. I didn't even cry.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah, you're tough. Renee, thank you for sharing your story. Have a great Wednesday.
You guys have a great day.
All right, bye. Josh, I don't know. Do we want it? Is it appropriate? I don't know. You tell me. You're screening the calls.
I see the word here.
I don't know if we're going to do that one. I don't know. Ask him how he got it.
Okay.
I want to know how he got it.
Dig a little deep into that one.
Kim, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to
everyone.
You.
Everyone, how are you all?
Oh, we're super dupes. How are you, Kim? Is everything good?
Everything's great.
All right.
I have to share my story.
Please do.
I was about 27 years old, and I was traveling in Greece, and I was coming out of a gas station on a moped, and another woman hit me and broke my femur in half, and I have a scar about 18 inches long on the side of my femur.
Ouch.
18 inches long?
That's a wicked scar.
Yeah.
My gosh, Kim.
It's like bright purple.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy, and the other woman, was hurt too, but I was on a moped with a friend of mine, and she hurt her knee, and but I got the most of it and broke my femur. So
can you see it when you're like have shorts on?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you, like Sam who wrote in, like, do you get offended if people ask you how you got that scar?
No, because I think it's kind of a cool story.
I think it's a great story,
I didn't fall in the shower.
Yeah.
At least I didn't, you know.
I always say that people have, like, a go-to brag. Every person has a go-to brag. Like, you're sitting at the bar, you know, with somebody just shooting the you-know-what, and you got a go-to brag. That's your go-to brag, Kim. I was hit on a moped or whatever you were on.
Well, and your scar, Kim, is it the kind that looks like a timeline? Like, it's a long line, and then it has the dashes all the way down
stitches.
It? Cause that's
it was it would have been a lot wider with all the staple marks.
Yeah.
You know, those but the gal that actually we had a plastic surgeon in Athens. I'd be airlifted from Santorini to Athens.
Wow.
And then
what a story.
It was crazy. And we had a kind of more of a plastic surgeon do the incision, but very long.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm glad you're okay, but that's a hell of a story, Kim.
Oh my god.
Love it.
That's crazy.
Thank you for
sharing.
That's great. We appreciate you calling. Have a good day.
You guys too.
All right, bye. All right, we'll do Val, Mark, and maybe John. Hi, Val.
Still deciding.
Hi, Lo.
Hi, Lo. So how'd you get that scar?
4 years old, playing in my grandma's backyard, and her dog ran up, bit the left side of my nose off.
Oh my gosh. What'd you do to piss that dog off?
I was just back there playing with a ball, and he wanted the ball.
Oh, well, makes sense.
What kind of dog?
A mutt.
Some mutt.
Wait,
bit what a jerk
it
dog.
Off? Val?
Yeah, I took it off, and my mom heard me screaming like she's never heard me scream before.
Rightfully so.
Took me inside, saw that it was bleeding, and realized the skin was gone. And she took me over to Children's Hospital. They asked her to go back to see if she could find the skin, to see if they could sew it on.
Hey, could you go back and look for the nose for us?
So, gotcha nose was not a popular game in your house.
No.
I didn't do that. I'm sorry, I had to ask. Like, come on.
So, is everything okay now? Does your nose look okay?
No, because I had to take a graft from behind my ear because she couldn't find the skin. Mm. Now, keep in mind, I'm aging myself. This is back in 1967 when plastic surgery was not as advanced as it is now.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
So people can still see it.
Yeah.
And when I go to the dermatologist for skin checkups, they ask me if I had skin cancer there because it looks like my
I bet it does. Yeah. Like you had to have some skin removed and all that. Val, that's a crazy, crazy story.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that that happened to you, but you live to tell the tale.
Well, I have a tale to tell.
You do. Thank you for telling us.
Thank you, Val.
Okay.
Smell you later.
Bye. Man. Oh, smell
that
you
was
later.
Mean.
It's Jeremy.
Jeremy.
She's doing fine. She's fine. Now. All right, we got to quickly get through these last two, maybe. Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, sir. How'd you get that scar?
Well, can I give you a couple of them?
Well, we're short on time. Give me the best one.
The best one. Okay. How about when we were moving? I was like 5 years old, and we were moving, and the moving truck was in front of the house, and my neighbor friend, we raced our bikes for one last time. I had no shoes on. We were doing probably 30 miles an hour and going down the road, and my foot flew off, my right foot flew off my spoke, or off my pedal, and went into his spokes.
No! Did it rip your foot off?
And his friend went flying.
Almost ripped my third toe off on my right foot.
Oh, Marky Mark. Oh,
in the funky bunch. No. Anyway, this guy picked me up in a white Cadillac with white interior.
My house. What are the odds of that?
Yeah, right?
I bled all over his seat.
Oh, Mark. How's the toe today?
It's still there, and I
you
can
got
feel
it.
It.
It's
yeah,
still
I
there.
Feel it.
I can feel when a storm's coming.
You know what?
I can
good
feel it
you.
When the kids are out front riding their bikes. Mark, that's a great one, buddy. Thank you so much for sharing. Super cringe on that one. Okay, Josh.
Okay.
What do I do about John? Did he tell you?
Well, he didn't tell me how.
Well, I need to know how.
Well, let's ask. Can we ask?
No,
him?
I need to know that beforehand before I put him on the air.
We have a dump button.
Let's
do it.
John.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. I see what's on the screen and where you have a scar. Can we keep it PG?
Can try.
Well, no, you have
to. Tell him you can,
otherwise,
John.
I'm not putting you on you on
yeah,
the air.
Yeah, we need to hear your story, so keep it clean.
Can we just ask
I'm uncomfortable,
him,
but
can we just ask him how he got it instead of
questions.
Where it's at?
Exactly.
We don't know where it's at.
Don't tell your story. Just
was it something sexual that happened, John?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I was in high school. I was riding bikes with my buddy. I went off this like jump.
Did it get caught? Did it get caught in the spokes?
No.
Okay.
No. There was a hole, and I just like hit my crotch on the crossbar, the handlebars.
Okay.
And I was a little weirded out because my testicles didn't hurt, and okay. I was like, "What's going on?" So I opened, I checked, and there's just blood, and I was like.
I knew it.
That's the one that got it. We tiptoed around his entire injury, and he says that?
He says that?
Dang it, John.
I should have went with my gut. Damn it, Josh.
Well, all right. You know what?
That was me, too. I'll take that one. Wanted to hear how he has a score.
If you're streaming online, you got to hear what to say, but I had to hit the dump button on that one. I knew it.
Now our imaginations will have to fill in the rest of that story.
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
Thank you to everyone but John today who called
Dang
in.
It.
Oh, man.
We were so close.
Our little segment that was ruined at the end called How'd You Get That Scar?